Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, no, but I will dedicate you some minutes. Don't worry. So you have enough.
Welcome to the fourth episode of the Husky International series, where I interview Italian alpinist Simone Moro. With the tight schedule that got delayed out of proportions, Simone still took the time for a short interview. If you should listen to this episode using the Acast podcast app, you will be able to see some pictures and extra material during the interview. My name is Magnus Ormestad, and this is the Swedish outdoor podcast Husky. Find out more at huskypodcast.com. This episode is recorded in cooperation with Ad Nature.
Hi, my name is Johan Eckroth, and I work with marketing at Ad Nature. This year, for the first time, we hosted the North Face Speaker Series. It was a really pleasure to listen to Simone Moro a whole night and get inspired by great explorers and great adventures. Simone is a guy we really feel represents what as nature stands for. Values like colder than minus 30 degrees Celsius and higher than 6,000 meters. All of them united in the North Face slogan, never stop exploring.
An honor to have you.
It's an honor also to be here in Stockholm and see so many people.
And
in the theater tonight, it was
you
nice.
You just did a big lecture as well.
Yeah, it was
more than 700 people.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy also because, you know, it's the first time I come here. I could be completely unknown, and so to have the empty theater, or as it happened tonight, to have the theater full. So.
And you spent like 30 minutes almost like signing autographs.
Yeah. And you know, the good thing is that usually there are less and less and less people who ask demand for autograph, and everybody asks for photos with the mobile. And tonight there was a good combination, photos and
hashtags and autographs.
Yeah.
And you told everyone about your, like, your past years, how much you're traveling with expeditions and everything. Where is home? Where is your home?
This is a good question. For sure, I live on the clouds of my dreams. But as every human, I have also a physical house, or two physical houses with two wash machines. So I have my clothes, my pants, and my shoes in two houses. One is in Bolzano with my wife and my kid, Jonas. And one is in Bergamo, where I born, and where also with the family sometimes we go, or I go also alone. That is more, is closer to the center also of my business and my movement. When I have to travel a lot, I need to be close to an international airport, or I want to go running on my mountain, or I have the desire to return where I started. It means my small mountain. I love also to return on Bergamo. So let's say I am not physically close to a single place. I'm more on an airplane or more on a helicopter, more traveling or more climbing. But I love also to return home and to be with my family.
But do you feel, because you are very international, do you feel very nationalistic, or do you feel very Italian? Because it's maybe the world that you're living in, the alpinist world, and this world is very, isn't it very international?
For sure it's very international, and also my main sponsors are not Italian. My biggest three sponsors are from the United States. But now I'm traveling so much that I lost the sense of the borders of the countries. Tonight I was talking, when I talk about exploration, I never get a single moment where I was referring the exploration to a single nationalist territory. And so I can't hide the fact that I'm Italian, and also to have the classical, deep sensibility that usually the Italian has, and also the spirit, the friendly spirit. But, and so I try to use the virtue to be Italian and to keep far the defect of the Italians, you know? And honestly, I feel lost all around the world because I have more friends than enemies, this is for sure. And for example, also tonight when I try to explain what is really inside myself, what is really pushing me to live a life of adventure and so on, well, to be Italian, sometimes it helped me because I'm quite, I have a quite a predisposition of this kind of intimate explanation. It was a child dream to be a mountaineer, because I still remember every time my parents or my uncle or my teacher or whoever was asking, Simone, what do you want to be when you be an adult? My answer was always, an alpinist. And today I am still that child to enjoy and dream to continue to be an alpinist. Probably the word is changed. It's not more or simply alpinist, but explorer. And in the total meaning of the word, it means the new work I will do when I will stop to climb, it will be to explore new way to be someone or something. Tonight I was talking about to be a pilot. I'm a helicopter pilot. I try to establish project in Nepal, rescue project, also to develop machine who can fly high, who can perform rescue safer and so on. So this is something that is motivating me quite a lot. I also would like, for example, to become as I'm doing now, the helicopter pilot instructor, so to train also someday a Nepali guy, a local people of those poor country to become a pilot in his country. So this it means to be an explorer, not more only or simply an alpinist.
So it's important for you to kind of reinvent yourself, not to get stuck in one track.
Yes, let me tell you that probably it's important that we have to be able to reinvent ourselves, because there is not one age for the dreams and one age to cry on the missing dreams that we don't have. We should be able to change and evolve, continue to dream in proportion of our age, our money, our abilities. But so it's not a characteristic of Simone Moro. I'm sure it's characteristic of any of us. My specific is that probably I have always unusual dream. Let's define unusual, okay? But they are not special or better or worse, just unusual.
I think most people would, when they hear what your explorations has been about, I think most people would guess that you are superhuman or crazy, maybe a bit of both. How does it make you feel that people think what you are doing is it's not human?
This question would be nice to do tonight after my presentation to all the people who left the theater. I think and I hope that they left the theater with the idea that they were listening a lecture of a man that probably they believe unhuman or a hero or extraordinary, and they went home the surprise that what they heard and what they met had been just words of a man who realized and believed in his dream. I don't want to be a hero or a Superman, because I'm not educating anyone if I should describe myself for who I'm not. I am just a person who believes so much in his dream and ideas that sometimes went beyond the limits even probably I was not an extraordinary athlete or extraordinary man. I was just fully motivated, just so hungry of emotion and of desire to explore.
Last year I interviewed a skier and climber, Andreas Fransson, and he said almost the same thing. When he was a kid, he had these dreams about these adventures, like they were superhuman. But then as he grew older, he kind of understood that they are only normal people who dared to follow their dreams.
Yes.
So that's I
fully believe in that, because I saw that the people much better than me who changed not only their life but the world life, Einstein or Galileo, they were normal men. Sometimes they risk their life just to follow their idea, or just to scream the truth that they discover. So it's just a matter of really have an idea, first of all, and then to work on that, or have a dream and then to work on that. It's not enough to have a dream. Everybody has a dream. In the night, we dream good things or bad things. Then we wake up in the morning and we put our dream in a corner and we live a different life. Well, there is also a space to keep one of these dreams and say, okay, this I want to work on it, and it has to be my life. Sometimes we are too scared. We don't have to get fear to work on our dreams.
You choose to walk this path of your dreams, and now you join kind of the ranks of your former role models, like the climbers in the 80s, 90s, or older,
yeah.
that they were your role models, and now you join their ranks. How does it feel? Do you have a perspective of your own development, or do you?
But first of all, it's a bigger responsibility than now I feel. It means I know that now what I'm doing, the words I'm writing on my books or on the article, the interview I'm doing like now, are not just words through at the wind, but can be words that could and should inspire the young generation to continue what it since ever had been the engine of the evolution of the man. So that's why the first person that I have to always remember that has to be educated by what I do and what I tell are my son and my daughter. They don't have to see their father, one man who escaped from them, but just a man who lives their dream and come home, sometime often without summit, but with the happiness and the motivation that we are here as long as we like, as long as we can, not to live someone else's life, but to work on our abilities and life. So I wish that they will have their dream, equal or completely different than mine, but use the inspiration and the determination, the motivation that their father has to realize their dream, as big or as small that they like.
How, when you embark on your projects,
yeah,
how important are the element of relative failure, the possibility of failure, and the unknown? How important is that part?
The word unknown is very important. The word failure nearly doesn't exist. Tonight I was explaining that failure exists in sport, in the performance, but failure or winning, so win and fail, doesn't exist in the exploration. Because when you are exploring something, you are going into the unknown, you are already gaining something. You are already winning something. And if you go till the end or till the summit of your exploration, you have an extra nice moment that usually is the coldest point, the unsafe point, and the most far point to the return. You are just at the halfway. So all the time I fail, I came home with the same sense of the exploration that I got when I arrived till the summit. So for me, let me tell you, it's also so easy for me to fail or to stop and come back even without the summit, because for me the exploration is not the summit. It is the first moment I decide to do something and realize as much step as I can.
Has it always been like that, or is it a matter of being mature?
No, be mature for sure, because I born sportively as a rock climber and was competing in the national and World Cup competition. When you compete, there is a first, second, or third, there is a winner and a loser. But I understood quite soon that that activity was not what I was looking for, or I was not growing so well with just those rules, training, winning or losing. There was something more that I have to experiment on myself. For example, at the question of who I am, what I'm doing here, which are my limits? Am I here just to dream in the night and work in the day? Or am I here to dream in the night and work on the dream during the day? Am I here just to be an athlete and then to be an ex-athlete? Or am I here to be a man who do something also that can be considered also sport? So I grow as a man thanks to the alpinism. So the alpinism for me is not, how to say, it is an instrument how I grow. And to explore is an instrument how I found the happiness and the joy.
You, back in 2001, you decided to rescue an American climber, Tom Morris.
And English.
He was English, oh sorry.
English.
Is that, you choose that before the summit.
Yeah.
Is that common philosophy in your world, or is it, did you do something like choosing?
Well, I like to think that is common, because I like to be positive and not negative in this world. But that day was not the only common attitude, because I was alone to rescue that guy and all the other, for their reason that I don't want to argue, but for their reason they took a different decision. And I saved the life of Tom Moore, not because I'm a hero, but just because my family, my father and my mother teach me that there are values in life. And an exploration or a performance, in any case, come after a human life, also my life. That's why I told you I failed many times. So for me, it was quite automatic to leave my project, to use all my energy to try to rescue Tom. And I was lucky and brave enough to find him, saving him. And the mountain is still there. And what I had in mind to realize, I realized some years later.
Because that's kind of a philosophical dilemma, in a way, that to choose someone who decides to embark on a mission, on an expedition that he or she knows that this might be any mistake and it will cost me my life, but if that person ends up in a bad situation, that you still decide to go and maybe endanger your life. I mean, it is a philosophical.
Yes. And let's also conclude this specific question saying that at 8,000 meter you are the same person you are at the sea level. So it doesn't exist good people who become bad in 8,000 or vice versa. So my virtue and my defect in low altitude are the same in high altitude. But traveling a lot, meeting a lot of people, also poor people and so on during my life, gave me much more open mind and desire to help than not desire to close in myself my life. So I think and I wish that what I did in 2001 will be always more and more and more common. This is the way how I will see the world changing in good and not in bad.
You run a number of projects to aid the Sherpas in the Himalaya region as well. Are they under threat, or are they challenged in?
Well, the Sherpa, okay, Sherpa is one ethnic population, and the climbing Sherpa are part of this group of person. And the climbing Sherpa changed quite a lot, mainly in good during the last last 50 years. At the beginning, they were just person who were carrying heavy loads. Then they become person who are carrying heavy loads and perform as a guide. Then they become person who carry heavy loads, or they are a guide, or they are also the logistic who organize physically an entire expedition. And so they become also a businessman. And this is good. It means that there are some people who evolve. But when you evolve from a simple person to a businessman, sometimes you can fall in the same mistake we fall. So it means that the money sometimes become a value and not more an accessory of the life. And so sometime or someone of the few Sherpa become blind, and they work just on the dynamic of how much money can gain, how much you pay, and so on. So some few of them lost the real soul of the ancient or classical Sherpa. That's why it happened what it's happened to me and Uli Steg last year. And I like to believe that we were just unlucky that we find few bad apples or few persons that in that day they were not themselves.
How important are the Sherpas for the development of the international alpinism?
It had been basic. Without Sherpa, the history of Himalayism could be completely different, because all the biggest expedition of the history had been done thanks to the Sherpa. And Everest is the classic evidence where there was a Sherpa and one Westerner who went till the summit. Now, for sure, there are an important basic part of the climbing history.
In life, where are you now? Exactly now, where are you?
Now I am near at the end of one page with the full desire and experience to turn the page, remain a mountaineer, evolving in a new exploration life that probably will be based on the knowledge of Simone Mora as an alpinist, but will be more wide and intense and also multidisciplinary, because I'm preparing my second life or third life. If the first life was to grow, the second was to realize the young dream, now I am near my third life, and I think that my project in Nepal, in Pakistan, charity project, helicopter project, will be my parallel life of the life of Simone Mora alpinist.
Thank you so much for taking your time. I'm going to let you have dinner and have some rest.
Thank you very much.
And it's an honor. Thank you.
An honor to me. Ciao. Thank you very much.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.